The Johor-Singapore Special Economic Zone, JS says, is a landmark bilateral initiative aiming to enhance investment, jobs, and economic growth across southern Johor and neighboring Singapore. Recent JS says regulations introduce a refined tax incentive framework tailored to seven premier zones, AG, expanding beyond Malaysia's traditional Promotion of Investments Act. Flagship zones and incentives: Zone A, Johor Bahru Waterfront, Global Services Hub, 5% flat corporate tax on services, trading income for up to 15 years. Zone C, Tanjung Palepas, Smart Logistics, 100% investment tax allowance, IDA, for 5 years against statutory income. Zone D, Kong Kong, Chemicals, option of 5% tax rate, Tier 1, or 10%, Tier 2, for 10 years, or IDA up to 100%, Tier 1, or 60%, Tier 2. Zone E, Sene, Aerospace, MRO, new companies 5% tax for 10 to 15 years, existing companies eligible for 100% IDA over 5 years. Zone F, Kulai, Tech, Pharma, incentives tailored but comparable to other zones. Zone G, Desaru, Tourism, 100% IDA up to 5 years, offsetting up to 70% of taxable income. Zones B and other specifics available in official JS says guidelines. Eligibility and compliance requirements: qualified companies must be Malaysian incorporated, MS tax resident, with RM 2.5 million plus paid up capital. Inject significant investment, is greater than or equal to RM 500 million CAPEX. OPEX is greater than or equal to RM 50 million. Annual sales is greater than or equal to RM 500 million. Meet workforce quotas, is greater than or equal to 80% Malaysian staff, is greater than or equal to 30 to 50% in high-value roles, is greater than or equal to 5 key personnel, is greater than or equal to earn 35K per month. Embrace IR 4.0 tech, AI, IoT, cybersecurity, ESG principles, local vendor collaboration, and talent development, MySIP. Be physically located within designated zones and adhere to investment commencement rules and annual compliance. Non-compliance within any year triggers disqualification from incentives. Applications open via MIDA from 1 January 2025 to 31 December 2034. Strategic implications for investors and multinationals: deep tax cuts, 5 to 10%, or generous ETAs, up to 100%, present compelling ROI for greenfield investments. Incentives across diverse sectors from chemicals to tourism support risk diversification. For domestic industry, local firms benefit from vendor development initiatives and ecosystem upgrades, amplifying economic multiplier effects in Johor through cross-border integration with Singapore. For regional economy, JS says reinforces Malaysia-Singapore cooperation, uplifts Johor's international standing, and supports regional competitiveness, potentially unlocking further bilateral investment momentum. For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please get in touch with us at editorial@tax.news. We value your feedback and are committed to providing accurate and timely information. Please note that our privacy policy will handle all inquiries.